Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, joined by TFG1 Mike.
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, he is. So, jumping right into it, this episode is a news roundup. However, there's a lot of toy discussion for those that are the toy enthusiasts.
Yes.
Especially those that like Transformers Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime, which we'll discuss more in depth later.
Yep.
And then, yeah, so lots of toys. So we're going to get into it first thing with the Transformers Cyber World, which I'm not too familiar with this line.
Oh, it's new, I think. And I don't know. Looking at this and reading their description, I get it. And I understand the... So wait. Is this two separate things or is this the same thing? See, the way they...
They've got too many lines going, so it makes it really difficult to know what's going on.
So, but, yeah. Okay, so for those that may be listening, I don't know how many of our, every time I see the word chomp, I know there's a specific company. I'm being serious. There's a specific company out there that makes chomp figures, and they are these figures that are, I forget what the name of the company is off the top of my head. Of course, me, I'm going to do something stupid here in the middle of the podcast and see what the company is. It's Abominable Toys. So Abominable Toys makes these things called chomps. And they're these kind of cute. They're not cutesy. They're not Funko Pops. They're not Mighty Mugs. They're not, but they're kind of they're not really that similar to those, but they're not transforming, I'll tell you that, but they're trying to figure a way to explain this to you. I've already got the link pulled up here so you can see it, and I'll throw it here in Discord. So this is what I think of when I hear the word chomp, and it's right there in the Discord chat in our little thing there. So if you can see that, let me know.
Okay.
So that's what I think
of. They look weird.
Yeah. So they're kind of disfigured, cute little toy things. So when I see on, and I'm not complaining about TFW 2005 and how the person who wrote this up wrote this, but I am kind of complaining about that. But the way this is written up says, thanks to board member Digital Brave 3, we have our first in-hand images of the new Transformers Cyber World Chomp and Battle Grimlock. Okay, now read that again, folks. Listen to that again. The new Transformers Cyber World Chomp and Battle Grimlock. Cyber World Chomp sounds like its own thing, and Battle World and Battle Grimlock sounds like two different things, right? So then why is there only one thing pictured here? As far as I can tell, it's just Grimlock that's pictured here, right? Yeah, I'm cycling through these pictures. It's just
there's Grimlock. Nothing that says chomp on any of it. It just says changes to dino.
Yeah, so what's the deal here? Like Cyberworld Chomp? I think it's a thing of the writing of the article that's the problem. It's not Hasbro or the...
No, that's a typical TFW issue.
unfortunately, sadly.
Yeah. But I, what I did notice from the majority of this, I, for one, I looked at it and I'm like, oh, you could easily kitbash that into a Megatron. But
yeah, of course you could.
Well, because I mean, he's got the tail arm and then he's got the, you know, the dinosaur head. And so I was like, there we are.
You're right.
Yeah. I'm like, you could make a kind of, you know, almost IDW Megatron, you know, with the kind of cybernetic metal metallic look. And I was looking at it and people were like, no, it's those that have it on the boards were like, it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
And
it looks cool as hell.
It does look cool. And I get where they're probably getting the chomp aspect, because it looks like that they take almost like a core class figure to sit on it, you know, on his head with the or ride on his back, like almost like a wheelie.
Yeah.
And, you know, use the machine gun tail and whatever. But I mean, don't get me wrong, it looks like cheap plastic. If you look at him on the back, like from the backside and the back of the legs and the. But if you look at him from the front, I mean, you can tell it's cheap plastic, but I mean, with a good paint job, you could easily mask that.
Yeah.
And it looks, I mean, it looks pretty cool, like pretty stylized. I mean, I know it's a kid's toy. It's probably the size of like the old T-Rex Optimus Prime from Rescue Bots is kind of what it reminds me of. But a little bit more articulated and just better design. But it looks kind of neat. And the only reason I brought it up is, you know, one, it looks like it could be repainted as a Beast Megatron pretty easily. And then two, it looks pretty solid for one of the cheaper kids' toys.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they're like the way this line is going to look, the way the Transformers Cyberworld line is going to look, at least just based on this, it looks like they're giving kids more than just what we had in the last 15, 16 years for kids. So, yeah, it's very cool.
It looks like it goes for around $30.
Oh.
Which, I mean, Grimlock generally goes high dollar anyway.
I mean, yeah, he does, but
I mean, that's kind of a lot for that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's based off of size.
Oh, absolutely. Because if you look at
he's 9 inch.
Yeah, he's 9 inches, so.
But it looks like it's coming out anytime between now and July. Yeah, the Cyberworld toys. Looks like we're gonna get, you know, a Prime. We're gonna get a Prime that can ride on his back. We're gonna get a Starscream. We're gonna get a Bumblebee. We're gonna get Scorponok. A couple of Dinobots, and it looks like a. Like horrible looks, almost like a G1 Megatron face on it.
Nice.
There's another article on T-Formers that has the Cyberworld official images.
Very cool.
And I think it's going to be a new YouTube series too.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I find it interesting. They went with Scorponok as the big bad for this, and technically. They have a Cyber Changer Megatron, but he turns into, he's got the G2 colors, and he looks like one of those auto cannon, and I put it in the chat for you, but it's got like an auto, like almost anti-air type thing. Yep. I think the prices are a little steep for everything. I mean, this is $25 for this thing, this Megatron. Yeah. But he's a 7-inch figure, but it looks like a brick. I like the idea of where they're going with this. I mean, they've got different characters and some of them don't have names yet as far as this article is concerned. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options here for kids, and you know, some. I my kids probably wouldn't care about any of this just because of the designs and whatnot. But it looks like that some of them are going to get options to change forms throughout it, because like the bull looks like Megatron, and you know, you get Skybite, you got majority of other characters. Looks like Prime can sit in, you know, on Grimlock's jaw and use him as like a exosuit.
Nice. That's cool.
So yeah, I mean, these are kind of neat. I mean, I like the gimmick idea that's on these. It's different.
Yep.
So I mean, I'll give them kudos on that. That's kind of cool. But
absolutely.
So moving on to the blockies, I know you've seen these too. What is your interest level on these?
I will buy these if I can buy them on eBay fully built. That's my biggest issue with these. I am not a model kit assembler because I physically cannot assemble them. That's my only problem. Other than that, I love them. The pictures, like, look, seriously, scrolling through the pictures, Soundwave looks great, Grimlock looks great, Skywarp, Hot Rod, Rodimus, whatever we're calling. I don't even know what they're calling him in this, whatever. Shattered Glass Optimus Prime, I'm there all day. It's a purple Optimus Prime. Hell yes. Shockwave looks amazing. Megatron looks great. Where I initially came to the Blockies line was they did Autobot Megatron from the IDW comics, and I scoured eBay looking for a built version of this. And then a Patreon thing I used to do, and I sometimes will go back to and do, someone actually sent me them, and I had to give it away to one of the grandmothers here in my apartment complex to give to one of her grandchildren, because I could not friggin' build the dang things, because they come, I didn't realize, like, I guess I should have looked a little harder at it, that they were model kits that you needed to build, and I was like, oh, dang it. I love the concept.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to build them yourself. They don't just come the way that the photos show them. You have to actually assemble them yourself, which is great for those who can do that. That's amazing. For me, like I said, if I can find them on eBay and they're already built, I'll get them. But other than that, I like looking at them. They're cool. I think it's a great design. I think the G1 designs for them are awesome. I think they look great. I think they look cool. We have two Blockies stories. This is the Galaxy version Defender Wave 3. This is the Heavy Metal War full reveal. So we have, as I mentioned, Shattered Glass Optimus Prime, Jazz, Hot Rod, Grimlock, Soundwave, Skywarp, Brilliant Megatron, and Glittering Shockwave. There is a vehicle for Shattered Glass Optimus Prime, Mixmaster, Scrapper, and Longhaul. And then the chase figures include Metallic Grimlock, Metallic Soundwave, 6 Ravage, Special Galaxy Type Grimlock, and Special Galaxy Type Soundwave. Now, this is interesting to me because I thought you had to build and then unbuild, but apparently the vehicles are separate builds. That's cool, because I did not want to have to get a Shattered Glass Optimus Prime, build him as a robot, take him apart, and build him as a vehicle. I'm glad the vehicle builds are separate.
I mean, they look kind of cool for like that old chibi type bot. So like, if you're looking, I know years ago, this dates me. Remember the old figures that came out that were like an inch and a half, 2 inches tall, that were the, like that kind of PVC plastic that had like the very cheap plastic, but they had very good paint decos, and they had like the Prime and Power Master Prime, and like,
talking about Robot Heroes.
They weren't Robot Heroes. They were, I'm going to have to find a picture of, I used to have some of these, and they didn't transform either. They were very similar to this. They weren't like chibi though. They were like accurate sizing, but they were like really tiny figures. And the arms right. and the legs could pop off and the head could rotate.
Yeah.
And that was about it. And so that's what these remind me of. Although they remind me more of a more articulated version of it, but better in some ways.
Yep. And then the second part of the Blocky's stories is that Galaxy version Wave 7 Transformers 1 official images. So these are all characters from Transformers 1. These seem to be larger than the Blockies that we just talked about.
Seem like they put more effort into them. Not saying that the other ones are bad. I do like that. Like they did a really good job with them. I don't have anything against those figures. They are pretty cool. Yeah. These are more. Honestly, I prefer these Blockies over the transforming figures we got for the line.
Yeah.
These have so much better paint decos and just articulation and design to them. I genuinely, like, if I was going to get any of the Transformers 1, these would be it.
Yeah. Yeah, these look very cool. That Shockwave is amazing.
I like the Megatrons, obviously. Yep.
Obviously.
Especially the metallic one. But, these are cool.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then moving on, we have this is one of the other series going on presently on Takara Tomy's YouTube channel. They have Transformers Wild King.
Yep.
Which is a CG animated Transformers show that's airing. I want to say they're airing like weekly or bi-weekly or something, but they've got a lot of Transformers content on there, so it's kind of hard to keep track of what goes where.
Yep.
It looks like they've only got 5 episodes, and it looks like the 6th one or something should be coming out soon. But we get a multitude of different characters here. And I know we've lightly touched on the figures before, cause this was in March.
Yeah.
I'm waiting hopefully for a dub.
Yeah.
Of this, or at least a subtitle. I do like that. They have Prime and Megatron's head are pretty spot on. And then they have some of the other design aspects that are similar. And then they basically made Prime and Megatron into combiners.
Yeah.
Of course, Megatron's turning into a tank. But
of course.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, some of these are pretty neat. They kind of remind me of, in a way, like Big Lots Transformers.
Very much so.
Like back in the day. Like they very much look like that. And then you get like a T-Rex character, which turns into something.
God, you could repaint that as you know who.
Yep.
I'm looking at the one image of just the T-Rex just by himself in the T-Rex.
Or just leave him as the T-Rex and repaint him. Don't even use the and then just 3D print a new head. I find it interesting anyway. It's nothing I would probably collect, but
no, it's not for us.
No,
I'm sure it's for other people who are watching the thing, and I have no interest in, well, like you said, unless there are subtitles or unless there's going to be an English dub done, I have no. And honestly, I don't know. That Optimus that truck mode is just too weird. Like, that doesn't look like. So
the windshield.
Windshield. Yeah, my brain doesn't function anymore, folks. It looks like a piece of gold plastic. It doesn't look like a windshield, because I've never seen a windshield that color. Looks like Bumblebee pissed inside his cab. Not kidding.
I am Optimus Prime. We have had humans inside the cab, drunk and running wild.
That's right. Why you gotta do that for, Sam? Come on, Sam, you're better than that.
it was Sam's mom, remember? She was on the reefer. She was on the reefer.
She's eating them brownies.
Yep. I agree though. Like this in the cyber world, I think these are obviously not marketed towards us. They're marketed towards kids and like the playability and the combiner. They're neat for what they are.
Yeah. And again, folks, you know, we get it. Not everything is for everybody, but I would go more towards the cyber world than I would towards the Wild King stuff.
I concur. And although these are more articulated, so I don't know. Like
I'm saying just by the look of it. I understand articulation. Yes, I agree. But
cyber world gives me that G2 vibe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this gives me like a G1 that got mixed into a beast world somewhere. Like, yeah, I mean, they're not bad. But I digress here. So,
yeah.
The Shizuka Hobby Show 2025, displayed. There's a number of articles we have on this, as it's quite interesting. We have the Devastator figures all separate.
Yep.
And then we have a new Optimus Prime, the generation style.
Yeah.
With some metallic, and he looks cool. I still have, and this is on me, I still have a soft spot for MP01.
Yep.
Even though he wasn't 100% accurate, I still, that to me was like the epitome of cool. And I got him for $60 when he came out, cause he was at Target.
Yep.
But no, I mean, this one's neat too. And it's more of a stylized version, updated Prime for today's era, and I get that. And then we get the Heart of Steel Optimus Prime and Starscream.
Yes.
Which I wasn't a huge fan of that comic line.
No.
But it is cool to see Studio Series 86 Devastator and seeing the Age of the Primes, Trypticon and Skybite and just multitude of different figures. And these are more so meant for us than the other ones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's nice seeing them all there together.
Mm-hmm. It does look like a cool display.
Yeah, that Trypticon, oh boy. Woo.
Yeah, he's a beastie.
Yeah,
He's a beastie.
He is.
It'd be cool to see the Devastator, though. I'm not a huge one for combiners, but it looks epic.
There was nothing like seeing that for the first time.
Oh, no.
There was nothing like in 84, 85, seeing them do that for the first time. In that, say what you will about however many origins Devastator and the Constructicons had in the Generation 1 cartoon series, every time they did the combination, and obviously specifically in Transformers the movie, seeing them do it inside Astrotrain, but more specifically when they did it in Autobot City to, you know, Constructicons unite and all that, just absolutely love it. And we've been waiting 40 something years for a full-on masterpiece ever since that damn gift set in like I said, 84 85, whenever the gift set came out for the six Constructicons to make Devastator back in the old days. We have been waiting for a masterpiece Constructicon set ever since then, and they're finally giving it to us. And, you know, you or I may not have that masterpiece figure, but we still can look at it and appreciate it and say, they finally did it. They finally gave it to us, and it is amazing and awesome and so damn cool.
It's kind of about time.
Yep.
To be perfectly fair.
Yep. Well, that's what anniversaries are for, don't you know?
But, yeah, the Prime has me the most enthused, but again, it's not something I would jump at because it's not my Prime, but we'll get to my Prime later. Sure. The other thing that kind of stood out to me about this whole hobby show, aside from the official release stuff, yep, was the fact that Transformers is doing so many crossovers now. And like we've had crossovers with, yep, with Power Rangers, or not Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles and
Back to the Future,
Knight Rider,
Ghostbusters.
Yep. And so now we're getting into anime.
Yep.
So they're having one with Neon Genesis Evangelion, which, yep, I'm not 100% familiar with most of these that are being mentioned. Just because I don't frequent them, I don't know what it's being turned into. But there's one for that that I am just lightly touching on. There's one for Zoids.
Yep.
And it's Zoids, Diaclone, and Transformers, and it's Shield D Prime is what they're calling it. And it's kind of cool. It turns into like a Zoids type character. It's Optimus Prime, and he's almost like, I mean, you get all the metallic stuff on him, but then they've given him, you know, the a lot of influence from Prime, but then he's got, you know, the soldier part that can go in the chest and into the head of the beast.
Yep.
So he turns into kind of the, like a saber-toothed tiger almost type thing, which I believe he did in Master Force as well, after he stopped being Convoy. But
yeah,
but that one looks kind of neat for what it is. And then there's another one with Macross.
Yeah, the
and it looks like Prime's got a guitar.
Yes.
and he turns into a jet.
Yeah, it's the Takara Tomy Synergex series Macross 7 crossover with Transformers Basara Convoy Gray Prototype.
So, yeah, it's kind of neat to see all these different variations, even though they're totally unrelated. It makes sense. If you can turn it into a Transformer, it just makes, yep, it that much more cool.
Absolutely.
And then moving on somewhat out of toys until we get to the next part, is the Transformers Eternal War mobile game. Did you watch the trailer for this?
No, I didn't even realize there was a trailer until I scrolled down.
So, I mean, regardless, it's pretty cool what it looks like, and I wish that we got access.
Beta. Yeah, the closed beta for Australia and New Zealand started recently. Yep, yep.
Because the visuals for it are spectacular. The CGI is great. It makes me look at it and go, why can't we have this as a series?
Yeah.
It almost looks like the War for Cybertron stuff.
Yeah.
Games. And
considering what mobile phones can do with gaming now, yeah, this is amazing. Holy crap. Ooh. Wow.
And it's G1 characters. They're going to have more of the nostalgia there.
I hope there's another trailer coming, because 17 seconds is too damn short.
I know. It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's only in select territories right now.
Yeah. like I mentioned, Australia and New Zealand is the closed beta currently.
Yeah, and then it's being extended to other territories. Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Singapore, and the Philippines, and it's only available on Android devices at the moment.
Yes!
Which is a first, because 90% of the time, everything is Apple first.
But see, that's the thing with this, is that there's no way Apple would... That's why that this is Android only, is because it's Transformers, it's robots, it's guns, it's the... Apple doesn't want guns on its platform.
See, I don't know if they have the other game, Earth Wars. I wonder if that's on iOS.
I think it is. I'm not sure. But bring this to the... Like, why didn't Hasbro or whomever is... I forget who is doing this. And it doesn't say... I don't think it... Does it say who is actually producing this? Anyway, they should have brought this to the U.S. and I understand the first closed beta test was for Australia and New Zealand, but when they, more territories, the U.S. should have been the first to come. Like, you could also do it in Denmark, Finland, Iceland, and all that, but bring it to the U.S. as well. Come on, people. Especially since it's Android only,
now.
Well, yeah,
for now. It says for now, which means it'll take a lot longer to get approved over there. But Earth Wars is on iOS.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, the graphics in it look pretty cool. You've got all these different ways of doing challenges. You can have the teams. It's like it almost took Earth Wars, upgraded it,
mm-hmm.
and then also kind of mixed it with the Forge to Fight.
Yeah.
But it turned it into kind of an RPG, like almost a Final Fantasy thing, but with Transformers. So it looks neat.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It looks very cool. And like I said, that trailer was like, I get it. It's a teaser trailer and it teased us enough, but 17 seconds for a teaser trailer, like 30 seconds, please. Like at least 30 seconds. Come on for a teaser trailer. But yeah, moving into the realm of comic books, we've got Skybound's Energon Universe second anniversary cover artwork. Skybound updates your June pull list with a preview of Connecting Energon Universe second anniversary variant covers. In celebration of the second anniversary of the Energon Universe, this June, fan favorite Energon Universe cover artist Jason Howard from Super Dinosaur and Annalisa Leone from Invincible Universe Battle Beast will be drawing three mural anniversary covers that spotlight the beloved characters from G.I. Joe, Transformers, and Void Rivals, including the recently revealed Hound, Wheelie, and Matt Tracker. These will be available as open-to-order variant covers for Transformers number 21, out June 11th, 2025, G.I. Joe number 8, out June 18th, and Void Rivals number 20, out June 25th, 2025, each connecting set features a full color and black and white variant cover. So, yeah. This looks cool as hell. And, yeah, I just absolutely love it. I think it's great. I'm very much looking forward to this. I don't know if I would get the full connectings. I mean, obviously, I'm not getting the physical copies, unfortunately, but if they had sold this as a specific print separately, I would get this. But I gotta tell you, I should never scroll past any TFW article after the additional images. Oh my god, I forgot how much of a toxicity the TFW comment sections are. Oh my god. Look, I know I already have. I've had brain damage my whole life, folks, but man, 2 seconds reading the comments under this post.
And it gives you brain damage.
Like, I really felt like my personality chip was removed. And I really felt like Gears, like, if you guys don't give me my personality chip back. Like,
oh. Megatron's in rough shape.
Yeah,
on these graphics. I genuinely do want to read it from, you know, the start of this line. Yeah. I had zero, like, when I started reading IDW after I read it, you know, after reading Marvel and then DreamWorks or Dreamwave, I had attempted IDW, and other than their spotlights and their Beast Wars content, I really didn't like them.
Yep.
In any of it. Like, it just didn't grasp me. It didn't pull my attention. This, just based on what I've heard and some of the stuff I've noticed and I've read on, seems like it could be fun. And so, like, I almost want to, like, dig my heels into the first, you know.
Because we're gonna do it in trade like we always do. So, for those that don't know, and this is me going to be self-promoting for other things, Jesse Early, aka Matrix Prime, y'all know him, TF Wire back in the day. He started up his own comic book podcast, another comic review. He's got me and he's got Ryan, the Uneven Flow Merkley, doing stuff. And it's mainly me and Jesse doing the Energon Universe. But we started an Energon Universe podcast where we're reviewing everything in the Energon Universe. Ryan basically comes on and talks Transformers with us on the Transformers issues. And we're about to record issue 20 of the series. And we've been recording issue by issue. So for you and I, if you wanted to do it, you and I, we can do it by trade. So that way you don't have to worry about single issue, single issue, single issue. And we're here.
That would be cool.
For the next infinite whatever. So we can do the trades and the pull bag, and that'll be fine once I get Joe Reed caught up on Turtles and whatever. So whatever, we'll figure it out. But anyway, what I can tell you is, if you want any kind of spoiler, go listen to any of the another comic review episodes of the Transformers stuff, and you'll hear our opinions there. I gotta tell you, I was brand new to Daniel Warren Johnson's writing. He wrote "Do a Power Bomb." He wrote some other stuff, but I was brand new to him as a writer, and I liked his take. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was cool. But after the 18th issue, I was like, okay, I can't wait until the 25th or 26th issue when they're going to switch writers and have somebody else come on the book, because I am so done with this guy. Wasn't that it was bad writing. It was just that I was ready for the story to end and move on, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's, I can not, get that.
It's not bad. It's just that the story started, for me, just started to drag. And the problem is with how Skybound Entertainment under Image Comics, how they did certain things where... Specifically, what they did was they took, so we all know, most of us know, issue 1 through 5 or issue 1 through 6, that's usually a full story arc. And then you have issue 7 through 12, that's a full story arc of comics. And then you have 13 to 18 and blah, 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 blah. So that way you have 6 issues per trade paperback when it becomes collected. Well, Skybound, in their infinite wisdom, decided to do a Starscream origin of what happened to Starscream in issues 13 and 14. So,
why?
You'll figure it out when we get to it in the trades. But it's one of those things where the second story arc ended. And then the third story arc picked up but it picked up with the origin of Starscream. But that's not where we left the, like, it just completely picks up. And they're doing that even more now with how the, it's weird how they're doing, it's, instead of doing a separate, like, one-shots or spotlights like IDW used to do, they're putting it into the main book, and it's so stupid. So that's my other big gripe about Skybound with Transformers. Other than that, for the most part, it's been mostly good. I've enjoyed most of it. We'll see, but you know, I don't want to detract you. I want us to have, you know, I mean, hell, you and I have talked each other into worse things. So, you know,
true.
We've done worse things on this network in the last 16 years. But yeah, we'll do that in trade. We could start doing it whenever, because volume 1 and volume 2 are already out. So we could do a ATTF TPB crossover or whatever. But yeah, so that's the June solicitations for Void Rivals and Transformers for these Energon Universe second anniversary is coming up, and they're doing this connecting cover, which is very, very cool. And then the last thing I have is going back to toys for the news, which is possible first look at Age of the Primes Alpha Trion's alt mode. Okay, so he's a ship.
I'm kind of excited for it.
Yeah.
I also was looking at it. I'm like, oh, the alt mode kind of works for my Megatron.
Of course, it all comes back to Megatron.
Well, it almost works for the one that I made out of Galvatron.
Yeah.
Because then I could have him transform.
Yep.
And it would bury things in just right. And so, yeah, I was like, oh, this could work.
This could actually function properly.
I mean, if nothing else, I could just replace the legs so that it does that, which is what the Days of Future Past Megatron does. However, you never know. Hasbro may, in their infinite wisdom, decide to actually make the official figure. Because, I mean, I've noticed as I pick up certain figures, the companies tend to make them.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, the Captain Kirk from Star Trek Generations.
Yeah.
They announced from Nacelle Company that they're making him.
Oh, nice.
And I had just kitbashed one. So, yeah. So, like I said, you never know.
You never know.
So I'm hoping that Hasbro actually makes one. So I probably won't get it, but I always look because I'm like, oh, this could work. Because it's like, if the price is right, it's like I could turn J-Axis into the same figure, like doing that. But there's parts of them that doesn't work. And I was like, well, I could get Vector Prime, but then again, it's similar issue. So it's like, I'll just kind of leave it and then see what happens. It's kind of like I got the armored Cobra Commander from the Deke series.
Yeah.
And now Hasbro's like, oh, we're going to make a G.I. Joe declassified, you know, fully articulated, normal sized. And I was like, dang.
You bastards.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I mean, it was like $8 to get. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but
that bad.
I'm like, oh, I can get the tall one. And then I have the good one. And that's the one that's always like kind of rung with me. So like, it's cool.
Yep.
But yeah, getting into kind of the last topic and the meat of it, I know we've, at least I have, battered the Studio Series Optimus Prime pretty consistently.
Yes, you have.
I've not been nice about it.
No, you haven't.
And I do give Hasbro kudos for the figure. It is warranted. It is needed. And I've heard, just based on some leaks that have kind of come out, that the new Studio Series 86 Megatron will be new and not a retool.
Yep.
And they figured out a way to completely hide the tank aspects and make him look like he did in the movie, but he still transforms to a tank.
I gotcha.
So I'll be interested to see what they do with it. Just because, again, it's that, but this Prime, like we mentioned in a previous episode when we were kind of dogging it, more so me, like you were like, oh, this is great. You know, we finally get Studio Series Optimus Prime and he looks like the movie. And then I was like, well, it looks like cheap plastic. They didn't go all out in the paint, you know, and
I mean, from a certain angle, they went all out in the paint. But I mean, yeah, on closer inspection, they could have done a little bit better. But for what it is, and for the price point that it is, like, and we're going to get into this over price point, but just looking at BBTS specifically, $90, they could have put a little bit more into the paint. But what for the paint that's here, I guess it's not that, like, I don't know. But again, we've been waiting, what, 40 years for this? 41 years for this? I mean, technically, you know, whatever. I don't know. When I first saw this, when we first did the initial episode a couple months ago, or however the hell long ago it's been, last year when we did that episode, I was excited for this because of the images that they showed us and because of some of the stuff. And I've since seen some in-hand images and other things, and I still like it. I still think it's cool. I still would love to have this. Do I want it right now? No, not really. But I still like the Hasbro version that they've given us, because I don't think they're going to give us any. I don't think they're going to do anything more.
I agree with you. I don't see them doing anything else.
I think this is the best version that we're ever going to get.
In our
lifetime.
Well, unless Takara Tomy does a premium finish in a year or two.
Yes, but I'm saying, like, and again, we've talked about this for All Things Transformers, August 9th, 2008, 2025, 17 years. We've talked about this for 17 damn years. Yes, obviously. Hasbro does what they do. And yes, obviously, Takara will do, usually the Takara version is either metallic or glitter or flocked or glow in the dark or whatever. Yes, obviously. But you get my point, though. But like, for us here in the U.S. to go out to Walmart or Target or BBTS or wherever to get this right now, to have a Transformers the movie Optimus Prime in your hands right now for $90, this is the best we're going to get. And for the best that we're going to get right now, it's pretty damn good. There are, you know, a few nitpicks, but overall, you know, it's what we've been waiting for since we were 6 years old and you were a gleam in your mother's eye.
I mean, and again, I'm not trying to knock on it. I do like the figure. I think it's a marvel of engineering. I do legitimately think that it's cool. However.
However. I've got the DNA Designs one pulled up first.
Yes. Yeah. So DNA Designs These are typically they end up running about $40 usually, which is a bit much for this, but that's typically, I mean, they're like $30-$40. So we'll end up seeing what it actually costs, because like it's a pre-order right now. But they do have a replacement Optimus Prime head. They have a replacement back cover for his semi cab. And then they have, you know, the Walther P-38 Megatron, a couple of extra pieces. And then they've got the arm and fusion cannon. So you can make the current Mega, you know, Optimus Prime from the comics.
Yeah.
Which is neat.
Which that is kind of cool, but that's fine for making the arm from the comics, but I
like the head though. The head is for me is where it's at, because that looks like the 86 head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. As opposed to the one that's coming with the 86. Like if you're looking at the difference,
yep.
The head design is different.
Yeah.
I see. They could have almost taken the one that went on the, forget which version of it. It's like Target Prime.
Okay.
They could have almost taken the head off of that, like the Christmas Prime or Target Prime, like taken that head and used it, because it had the right articulation to it. But. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little torn. This does make it interesting and give you options if you're not happy with it. Just like I wasn't happy with my legacy Megatron, and I got a third party head.
Yep.
And put it on there because they had Robots in Disguise Beast Megatron.
Right.
So I get where fans are coming from in some of these scenarios. It's like, all right, well, we, you know, it'd be nice to have the correct head.
Yeah.
But no, this is kind of neat, just having it as an option, and then having the current Skybound Optimus arm as an option as well.
Yeah. I think that's now going to be a new thing with every Optimus that they ever make at this point, because all of these third party versions that you've linked me to, I think almost all of them
except for
the TF Direct one, all have the Megatron arm with fusion cannon, which I'm not complaining about. I'm just stating the thing that I think that's now going to be a thing, because they did that in Skybound. The only thing I think is super weird is the next comparison here, which is the fourth party MD-005 SS-86 Optimus Prime with trailer. So it looks really cool, the trailer, the Megatron arm with the gun with the purple effect out of the blast effect looks cool. Everything about this looks really cool up until you get down to the fifth picture. I'm like, wait, when does Optimus come with wings? And then I looked at the head and I'm like, no, just no.
Well, it's funny that wasn't this in the cartoon?
Yes, it's a Prime Problem is the episode that Starscream dressed up as Optimus, which it's a nice homage, but I wasn't looking at the head at first. I was looking at the wings and I'm like, wait, why does Optimus Prime have wings? And then I look, oh, all right. Interesting. So you've got him as Starscream and Megatron. Huh. Interesting.
So, yeah, I mean, that one's cool. And then they have the damaged Optimus Prime from the movie.
Yep.
Where he's been gouged in the side and it's got the crippled face.
Yep.
Which I thought that was kind of neat. What's funny about it is, again, the attention to detail to the head.
Yeah.
I think I could get behind the Hasbro one. Mm-hmm. Even with its miscolorings of some of the stuff or lack thereof.
Yeah.
If they had the proper head.
Yeah.
I think that's where it really throws me. I think I could get over the rest of it. Because, I mean, I don't know if I would go to the effort of repainting him just because it's, you know, Prime.
Right.
But I think what really throws me is the head. I think that's the key issue for me of where I had to draw the line.
Yeah.
But this looks cool. And then they have a couple of different chest plates. Like, yep. They have one that's clear, and then they have the, although it could be a different production shot, because then they have like an air conditioner on the back of Prime's cab in one of the shots. And then if you scroll down like further, it looks like I mean, he's got all the different blast effects, he's got different glass, he's got different damage pieces, different heads, so it looks like it comes with a regular head of Prime, and then it comes with the damaged head of Prime, and then the actual head that came with the figure.
Yep.
So you can do all of the above. And if you want the trailer, and this does have the import costs associated with it. However, it it's going to be about the same price as the Studio Series.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be roughly 90. So it's an option for people that are not happy with it. And it looks like they did a little bit better in some of the paint deco. But I mean, again, it's still that kind of bright color. It's not that much different. It's like, do you want the accessories or don't you? That's kind of where it boils down.
Yep.
And then we get to like the new age.
Yep. Over at Optimus the Chosen Prime. Yep.
Which
good.
I was going to say, like, he's got a little bit closer of a head that comes with it. I mean, because it's a totally different sculpt. It's not using the 86 mold or anything.
Yeah.
And he's got the Megatron arm.
He's got the damage head.
He's got darker paint. Yep. In different articulations he transforms to. He's got the Matrix, he's got, you know, the Megatron hands and then the Prime hands and blue Energon axe, and then he's got the damaged face Optimus Prime.
Yep. $100 for this. Price does not include tariff surcharge.
Yeah. I think
now, July 25th, 2025.
I think it's cool, but I think for the price, I think you're better off with either the 86 Prime,
mm-hmm.
like the actual legit version, or you're better off with the other version that comes with, you know, the Starscream components.
Yeah. I like this overall aesthetic.
Yes.
As far as like
it just looks clean.
Yeah. It looks cleaner. It looks better. Like, it's shiny without having to have this is a Target exclusive shiny chrome Optimus Prime with a shiny chrome Megatron arm, blah, blah, blah. I like the way this looks more as far as the way the figure is, but yeah, no. And then this last one, I don't know about this. First of all, there's only one picture. That's a problem for me.
That's an Autobot symbol on the there's only one picture.
There's only one photo for now because it's still a production still.
Okay. All right.
The plan with this is they're gonna actually have die cast.
Okay.
So like the smokestacks, the grill, the gas canisters, the wheels. And then so they're actually going to have the rest of the effort that's not put in with the others. In that regard, like it's, I'm not knocking them like as far again, it's still a knockoff of what Hasbro did. And ultimately Hasbro did great. I just feel like they could have done more.
Yeah.
It's
just when I saw this photo and I looked down closer at the cab, I was like, what's HiQ do? Oh, that's an Autobot symbol. Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just them throwing the graphic.
I know it's a graphic. I was like, wait a minute. What the? Oh, that's not what I thought it was.
But yeah, I mean, this one appeals to me for a variety of reasons. One, it has diecast. Two, it's cheaper. Three, it doesn't have a trailer.
Uh-huh.
Which is why it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm more interested in this one. He's also a third of the cost.
There you go.
So it's like $30. So I'm like, so for $30, I can get Studio Series 86 Prime, get the aesthetics I want, and not have a lot of the same, you know. Yeah, I mean, either way, I'm going to end up running into the issue with the paint decos being off, or, you know, not being dark enough or something to that degree, which, again, like I said, I can deal with that. It's, and I think I would deal with the Prime. Like I would go 100% still for the legit Prime if it didn't come with the trailer. The
trailer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, I mean, that's the only reason I didn't get Laser Optimus Prime. And that was one I'd wanted since childhood, like back when KB Toys was open. And I've almost picked it up on eBay, but again, like it's more so I don't want to store the trailer. I don't have room for it. And when it boils down to it, it's like I'm not opposed to the trailer. I don't want to have to store the trailer. And I think that's where my beef with some of these new primes come in. And that's the other thing, like the Netflix Prime came without the trailer. And I was like, this is why I'm getting it. Like I saved $25. And now it's like Hasbro's like, oh, we're gonna sell extra plastic. It's like you're the same company that'll sell, you know, Toxitron and, you know, Nemesis Prime and everything else, different paint decos, but you won't sell them without the trailer and try and make another cash grab without printing extra stuff. It's like, okay, where does this logically make sense? But
everybody wants a trailer.
Well, I think too, there's a point where you can only have so many Optimus Prime trailers for however many figures have come out. And I think that's where my beef is. It's like, I would be more apt to get a trailer if I didn't have to buy multiple to get different versions of Prime.
So the way I look at it is so if there are a multitude of Optimi. So if there are a multitude of Optimi, so you got our Optimus, Generation 1 Optimus. You got G2 Laser Prime, which is a completely different deco and design. You've got Pepsi Prime. You've got Christmas Prime. You've got Shattered Glass Optimus. You've got whatever other color you can think of. So just those primes that I mentioned. Optimus Prime is traditional Generation 1, red, blue, white, gray, whatever, the one we always know. Shattered Glass is purple, black, blah, blah, blah. Pepsi Prime is Pepsi colors, so blue, red, silver, let's say. Christmas Prime is the Christmas colors, red, white, blue, snow, whatever. Those are all, those to me, the trailers should, and I think they are, all different colors. They're not all the same. It might be the same trailer painted differently, but it's because to me, it's all painted differently, even though it's the same trailer. It's different. It's not, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I could, whatever. But like, to me, it's different because it matches those primes. Like, you're not going to take the Christmas Prime trailer and match him up to SS86. You're not going to take the Shattered Glass trailer. I don't even think Shattered Glass Prime even has a trailer on any of the versions that that he's ever. I could be wrong again. Folks, correct me in the comments, geekcastradio.com. But it's one of those things where if Shattered Glass Prime ever did have a trailer, I'm sure it would be some sort of black, purple, gray, whatever. You're not going to match that black, purple, gray trailer up with the Pepsi Prime cab. So I don't know. I mean, I understand why you don't want a trailer, but it's like, for me, if I want a actual Generation 1, has to be animation accurate to the movie or to the show, the Hasbro version is the version, because it's everything all in one. Especially since they include, because it's the movie, those the fire stands, the fire effects of him blowing himself up when they shoot him to transform. Yeah. So, and really, you could still, you don't really have to store that trailer. You could do what they did in one of the photos where he's standing up and the trailer is standing up. You could have somebody else in the med bay. You could have Prime off fighting Beast Wars Megatron. You could have Waspinator in the medical bay of Prime's trailer standing up. So it's technically not really storing it. It's using it. I don't know.
True. I mean, I can kind of see both perspectives of, you know, wanting it and not wanting it. And
well, I mean, how many years have we gone without Prime without Prime's trailer? Like, I mean, Prime's trailer in toys disappears as much as Prime's trailer did in the cartoon. So I get it. I understand why you don't want it. I'm just saying there is a point of, if you really want the full-on experience of having the genuine article that looks ripped. It's like that old thing with Law & Order Special Victims Unit, ripped from the headlines, ripped from the movie. The best version currently ripped from the movie is Hasbro's version.
True. Yeah. So, I mean, like, what I was just, most of the discussion was, you have options.
You do.
Lots of options.
You do.
This one will probably be mine, though.
Yep.
Eventually.
Yep.
So I think that about wraps this episode of All Things Transformers up.
Yep. We are getting ever closer to that 16th anniversary of the Geekcast Radio Network, and then the 17th anniversary of All Things Transformers this August.
Isn't that crazy?
We old.
We for show is old.
Yep. That's right. Lincoln lubricants. Right.
So I think that about closes this episode up. Let us know what you guys think and leave us some comments on the website, geekcastradio.com, or on our Facebook page. You can, of course, subscribe to us in multitude of ways. You can find some of those ways on Geekcast Radio. You can also find them on rss.com. You can find them on your typical places, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Yeah. So thank you, as always, for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, with TFG1 Mike. And until next time, transform and transcend.
And go to bed.
That's you.
Yeah.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.